You know that Tuesday morning, of course, means Tuesday Book Club. Each week I sit down with Andrew Popel from 2SER's own Final Draft Show. He's the master of the written word on this station. We have a bit of a chat about some, books that you can read along with. And he's joining me right now. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Nick.
How are you?
I'm really good. Yeah. Always.
Always good. Now, as we said last week, we're talking, we're going to chat about classics today.
Classics. A little bit of a sabbatical from the Tuesday Book Club to talk about a new book club that's happening over on Final Draft, Saturdays from 10 a.m. every week. Now, every week on Final Draft, we explore Australian stories and introduce you to new Australian authors. But all this year, what we're going to be doing, we have a new monthly segment devoted to discovering classic Australian writing.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the Australian Classics Book Club is set to explore Australian writing from across our history and delve into the stories that have really, I guess, helped define us as a nation. But Nick, what makes something classic for you?
Yeah, I've been thinking about this, and I think the important thing about a classic is it might have been written for a time, but it stands out from that time and still means something. I'd go, say, Down and Out in London and Paris by George Orwell. It was written for that time period, but stands out still for what it tells, even beyond that time period.
All right. Timelessness.
Timelessness. White. Could have been a very easy way for me to say that instead of what I just rambled on with.
White t-shirts and jeans, Hawaiian shirts, things that actually we can keep going with. So the first Australian Classics Book Club, we're starting off with The Women in Black by Madeleine St. John. And St. John can be considered, I guess, maybe something of a recluse of Australian writing. Her published career was short, 4 novels over 6 years when she was already in her 50s.
Wow.
She became the first Australian woman shortlisted for the Booker Prize with her 3rd novel in 1997, The Essence of the Thing. And in the Australian Classics Book Club, we've started with Madeleine St. John's first novel, The Women in Black. So it was published in 1993, but the novel takes us back to Sydney of the late 50s and the goods department store. There we enter the realm of ladies' cocktail frocks and the rarefied air of model gowns at the zenith of the silly season and the onslaught of the post-Christmas sales. We follow the lives of the women working to outfit Sydneysiders for the party season, and the turns of their lives are sort of on the cusp of the 60s, if you can get your head into
the historical milieu.
Now, I've seen The Women in Black described as a comedic masterpiece, and while there's no doubt it's a hilarious book, I found the satire particularly biting and loaded with ideas that really continue to resonate. Each of the women in black must adorn themselves in matching dresses, in matching black dresses, mm-hmm. that effectively they efface their individuality whilst personally dealing with struggles of basically being a woman in a man's world. We have Lisa, the newcomer to the department. She's awaiting her leaving certificate results, and before she even considers uni, must convince her father that women even need an education. There's Faye. Faye must confront the fact that her single life of freedom is not everything that she wants, especially when all the men are buffoons with only one thing in mind. Patty's boorish husband has disappeared, but does she even want him back? And then there's Magda, seemingly the most together of the group, but she lives always on the fringes because she's a refugee from Europe in the post-World War. If a lot of this is sounding familiar, Nick, it's because, you know, this is exactly why you need to get out and read this book. We've not come so far as a society that these issues look like relics of our grandparents' generation. And it seems that no matter where they come from Australia, we've always determined to give a hard time to those who've come across the seas.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. So in holding up this mirror and giving us cause to laugh while we think, I think Madeleine St. John has secured a classic status for her first novel.
I'd agree with you on that, by the sounds of it. I can't wait to have a crack into this.
Yeah, it's really hard to talk about a novel like this too, because it's very simple. It's set across, you know, a couple of weeks, the lead up to Christmas and the New Year period. And it's just this beautiful novel, not just of manners, but of life. And not a lot happens, but so much goes on.
But small scope doesn't mean you don't have broad ideas and broad conceits within it. And I think that sounds amazing.
It's absolutely brilliant. You will love the characters. You will recognize in them pieces of yourself. You will see friends and family. And I think you'll get frustrated at what they have to go through, particularly just I think about Magda. She and her husband, Stefan, she's Slovenian, he's Hungarian. They self-deprecatingly refer to themselves as refos and trying to deal with life in a country that they love. They speak so adoringly of Australia, but acknowledging that they're not fully accepted by Australians. Madeleine St. John was writing in the 90s when you had a whole generation of Lebanese and Vietnamese immigrants who were probably going through something very similar. Now we find ourselves some 25 years later almost, where we have new waves of refugees trying to start a life here. We can look back, to the 50s, we can look back to the 90s and see that this is a project that can succeed so beautifully. And yet we just don't.
We don't do it. Mm. What an amazing novel. What's it called again?
It's The Women in Black. And look, the first Australian Classics Book Club, it's online.
Oh, excellent.
You can actually go to 2SER.com. You can find my conversation with David Winter. David is from Text. Text produce the Australian Classics. And so this is a Text Australian Classic. It's Madeleine St. John's The Women in Black. And next month, if you want to read along, if you want to get ready, this is going to be going to air the last Saturday of every month. We're going to be discussing Randolph Stowe's post-apocalyptic environmental disaster story, Tourmaline.
Tourmaline.
So grab yourself coffee. You can also check out the full list of titles on 2SER.com and follow us on Twitter at FinalDraft2SER to keep up with the book club, keep up with all things bookish.
Now, talking about this book club in particular, what do we want to talk about next week?
Next week, I have been so caught up with the Australian Classics Book Club, I haven't really decided. You know what? I would say follow at FinalDraft2SER and I'm going to tweet this out very, very soon.
All right, done. Andrew, it is always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.